Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom, Heilig Tayre Yidelach. And today is Erev Shabbat Parashat Behar Sinai. Obviously, it's a very, very exciting parasha. Although we find ourselves in Chutz La'aretz, but there's a lot of hype, especially about this week's parasha, because we find ourselves now deep into Shnat HaShemitah. And that's one of the major themes of the parasha, Shemitah, Shemitat Karkaot. The Torah later in Parashat Re'eh speaks about Shemitat Ksafim, letting go of loans. But Shemitah is a major thing. Just like Am Yisrael has a Shabbat once every 7 days, Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded the earth, the land of Eretz Yisrael, to take its own Shabbat once every 7 years. And if you look in the Midrash, in this week's Parashah, Vayikra Rabbah, Perek Aleph, there's a pasuk in Tehilim that says, Barechu Adonai Malachav, Gibor Echowach, Ose Devaro, Lishmoa Bekol Devaro. It's a pasuk, it's a pasuk praising the heroes of Hashem that are like Malachim. Who are these heroes that the pasuk refers to? Says the Midrash, Amar Yitzchak, Elu Shomrei Shevi'it. This refers to those who keep Shevi'it. Now, you know, Baruch Hashem, Yishtabach Shemo, look how many, it's been around for a while, but look how much of an influx there's been in Am Yisrael, you know, especially this past year before Shemitah. All sorts of funds, Keren HaShvi'is, Agudat HaShemitah, many, many different funds to help support the farmers through this major, major thing. Yikim'at, says the Midrash, you don't find any mitzvah in the Torah that is as difficult as Shemirat Shvi'it. Why? Hashem gives a mitzvah. Hashem says, keep Shabbat. Tov. How long Shabbat? A day. 2 day Yom Tov? 2 days. A week. For an entire year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells people to relinquish their one and only source of parnasa. And you find people that are able to do that. That, the Midrash says, those are Hashem's heroes. Those are the heroes of Am Yisrael. The ones who can lay down their source of parnasa just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo ve'atzmo said so. Those are the real heroes. Now it's very interesting. We find the same pasuk being quoted in the Gemara Masechet Shabbat Pechet. The Gemara says, "Oseh devaro lishmoa bekol devaro." Where do we consider Am Yisrael heroes before this point of Shomer Shvi'it? That was by Har Sinai. The Malachim came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and told Hashem, "Who are these heroes that say Na'aseh before Nishma? That say we'll do before we even hear the commandments?" Hashem says, that's my special nation. We find over here, that's one of the links. Why do we call this parasha Behar, Behar Sinai? Because there's an intimate connection between Matan Torah and Shmirat Shvi'it. Why? By Matan Torah Rabotai. What made Am Yisrael, what brought them into the covenant of being a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chosen nation? You know what it is? Their ability, their superhuman ability to not even hear what the commandments were. And just to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, we'll do it. That seems supernatural. You know what Shemitah has to do with Har Sinai? Shemitah, the mitzvah of Shemitah, is also supernatural. For Am Yisrael to say, yes, we're willing to do it. We're willing to put aside our parnasah for an entire year just in order to be ne'eman to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandment. That's also a supernatural feat. That's one of the major connections between Matan Torah and Shemitah. That's why the Pasuk in Tehilim calls them not only Gibor Koach, but it says Malachei Hashem. Malachim, because only Malachim really are able to do this. And not only that, in next week's Parashat Rabotai, Parashat Bechukotai, the Torah speaks about a lot of Bar Minan punishments and curses when Am Yisrael does not remain true to the Torah. But if you see, one of the reverberating themes of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punished, why Am Yisrael is punished, is because what? Because they didn't keep Shvi'it, they didn't keep Shemitah. And one of the Torah says, one of the major causes for why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for why Am Yisrael goes into Galut, to the lands of their enemies, is because they didn't keep Shemitah. And be'emet, Pasuk says, Din Meforash, Az tirtze ha'aretz et shabetotea, kol yemei shama, ve'atem b'eretz oyvechem, אז תשבות הארץ וירצת את שבתותיה, כל ימי הושמה תשבות, אשר לא שבתה בשבתותיכם, בשבתיכם עליה. Hashem says, all those years that you were in Eretz Yisrael, and you didn't keep the Shemitot, the ground of Eretz Yisrael keeps count, keeps score, and it will keep those Shemitot by Hurka Bekru. You might think, hey, listen, Shemitah is a very, very hard mitzvah to keep. Does the punishment fit the crime of not keeping Shemitah? Maybe Am Yisrael thought they could keep it. Maybe they were excited. But something happened. They saw that they just pashut physically weren't able to survive. The answer is that Kadosh Baruch Hu holds Am Yisrael up to such a pedestal. He says, you know what? Am Yisrael, you became my nation because you expressed interest in acting in a supernatural way. You have to follow through. How does a Kadosh Baruch Hu expect Am Yisrael to act in a supernatural way? That's only al derech nes. How does that work? Let me explain to you. There's a pasuk in this week's parasha. You know, Shemitah is not an easy thing, as we've spoken about. It's a very scary thing. A person doesn't have parnasa for a year. Especially if he has a wife, children, family. It's a very, very, very scary thing. And just ask people during COVID. Skinim, Hashem Menachem Yatzid. It can bring a lot of issues. The Torah assuages the fears of Am Yisrael. The Torah says, V'chi tomeru, man nochal bashana ha-shevi'it, hen lo nizra, ve'lo ne'esof et tevuaten. Torah says, if you'll ask yourself, what will we eat during the seventh year? We're not planting, we're not harvesting, what are we going to eat? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'tziviti et birchati lachem bashana ha-shishit, ועשת את התבואה לשלוש השנים. Hashem says, I'm going to triple the bracha on the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, and you'll have enough food for all 3 years. Now, פשט הפשוט, פשוטו של מקרא, Rashi understands this to mean what? On the sixth year of Shemitah, the earth will grow 3 times as much for what? For years 6, 7, and 8. Because 6 is a regular planting year. 7 is Shemitah, can't plant. 8th is right after Shemitah, you didn't plant the whole year before. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a special bracha that 6 will have this bumper crop and you'll have this shefa, this abundance for all 3 years. According to Rashi, when is the question of Am Yisrael emerging? When are they asking, what are we going to eat? They're asking the question on year 6 about years 7 and 8. Correct? Yeah? That's Rashi. The Ramban, on the other hand, has a totally different pshat. The Ramban says, the question is not during year 6. The question is on year 7. But year 7, isn't it too late? The Ramban says, you know what year 7 we're talking about? We're talking about year 7 that's followed by years 8 and 9. Rabotai, there's once every 50 years that there's a 2-year consecutive period where you can't plant and do any agricultural work. When's that? As the Torah says, you have the 7th Shemitah, the 49th year, which is immediately followed by Yovel, the Jubilee year. Says the Ramban, if Am Yisrael ask on the 7th year, meaning on year 49, what are we going to eat this year, 49, which is 7, next year, 8, which is year 50, and since we can't plant next year either, then year 9, which is actually year 1 of the following Shemitah and Yovel cycle. To which the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send extra food on the 6th year, meaning the 6th year in the cycle, which is the 48th year before the 49th. Tov, which means, according to the Ramban, the question is happening on the 7th year, not on the 6th, not like Rashi. The Kli Yakar asks a bomb question on the Ramban. Rabotai, I want you to ponder this for a second. According to the Ramban, when's the question happening? It's happening on year 7, which means you're already in the middle of Shemitah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nevertheless promises that the Shefa will come during year 6. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu already sends the Shefa in year 6/48 for years 7, 8, and 9, meaning for years 49, 50, and 1, once you already have the surplus on the 6th year, How does that leave any more questions for what are we going to eat on the seventh year? The surplus already grew on the sixth year. Am Yisrael had already seen the bracha of the surplus. So where does that leave room for a question? Where does it leave room for this fear of what are we going to eat? You understand the Kli Yakar's question in the Ramban? It's a very, very deep question, which leads the Kli Yakar to a novel understanding of the Ramban. And he says as follows. He says, perforce, according to the Ramban, apparently when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he's going to send abundance and surplus in the produce that grows during the sixth year, that doesn't mean physically. Unlike Rashi, who says that it's a physical surplus, the Ramban must not understand like that. What's the surplus? The surplus says that Kli Yakar is not necessarily how much of the crop there is, not how much money there is, but like Rashi says in the beginning of next week's parasha, Ochel kim'a u'mitbarech b'me'av, which means all you need to do is eat a little bit, and then it kind of, it takes up room in your stomach. You feel full. You feel satiated. You get all the nutrients, even from a small amount of crop that you would have in other years, you wouldn't need it to eat much more in order to feel satiated. With produce from the sixth year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu infuses that produce, maybe not necessarily with physical abundance, but with spiritual bracha, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Am Yisrael, yes, you're asking me on the seventh year, but you're going to have to trust me on this one. That's part of the emunah. Hashem says, you signed up for this. Part of your emunah is, according to the Ramban at least, that even though you may not physically see the abundance and the surplus of the food on the sixth year, you have to believe me that the crop that grew on the sixth will be enough for 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, which is the year following Yovel, which means there's a lot of emunah that has to go into this. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds our feet to the fire. Emunah is not just some abstract, esoteric frame of mind. Emunah and bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part and parcel. It is how we are contingent on being Hashem's nation. Hashem says, saying na'aseh v'nishma, without emunah and bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has our backs at all times, and now you better believe that especially in times of inflation now and all sorts of supply chain issues and, you know, all sorts of lacks and things like that, people are very scared. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Na ra'iti gam zakanti v'lo ra'iti tzadik me'ezav v'zar'o mevakesh lachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has, always does, and always will continue to take care of Am Yisrael. Nobody will go hungry. Aval ma, in order to be zoche, that special bracha, that promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when we keep Torah and Mitzvot, when we are steadfast in our observance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandments, in order to be able to reap those benefits, Hashem says you have to stay strong with that emunah. Even when things seem bleak, and they very much do right now, Hashem says, hold on tight. Yeah? There's a pasuk that says in the Navi Yeshaya, Kumi ori kiva orech, uchvod Hashem alayich zarav. Ki ne'achoshech yichase eretz, ve'arafel le'umim, ve'alayich yizrach Hashem, uchvodo alayich yira'e. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to be enveloping the entire world with darkness, Hashem shines His light on Am Yisrael. Even when things are the darkest and a person wants nothing more than to give up and to throw in the towel and say there's nothing else that I can do, Hashem says, don't give up. Hashem says, I am with you, just like in Eretz Mitzrayim. Makat choshech, v'lo kamo ish mitachtav, shaloshet yamim. And then the pasuk says, v'chol bnei Yisrael, haya or b'mashvotam. Am Yisrael always had light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never, ever gives up on Am Yisrael, but that is, you know, under the condition that we don't give up on Hashem either. So that's a lesson to be learned from Shemitah, whether or not you live in Eretz Yisrael, especially in Eretz Yisrael, but even outside of Eretz Yisrael. And a person will never lose from that connection and that emunah in Hashem, that no matter what happens, Hashem has our best interests in mind, and at the end, everything always ends up working out because Hashem loves us. That's the way it works. So, Rabotai, I hope you can spread this message with your families and your friends. I thank you very much for joining us today. Have a wonderful Shabbat. Feel well. And Bezat Hashem, we'll meet next week in person. Shabbat Shalom. Kol Tov.